Today is Wednesday, the 29th of July, 2026. We thank you for being present this morning. Our Minute with the Master today is from Luke chapter 9, verse number 54. And when Jesus' disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them just as Elijah did?" Rejection hurts, whether it's unfair criticism, harsh words, betrayal, or simply being misunderstood. Rejection has a way of stirring something inside of us. Our first instinct is often to strike back, to defend ourselves, or to make someone pay. That's exactly what happened in today's scripture. Jesus was going from village to fulfill the Father's greatest purpose for his life. Yet, a Samaritan village rejected him. James and John could not understand it. They were ready to call down fire from heaven, but Jesus stopped them. He refused to let rejection distract him from his mission. Instead, he simply moved on. Isn't that a powerful lesson for us? Jesus teaches us that not every offense deserves a response. Not every offense deserves a response. Sometimes the most spiritual thing you can do is keep walking in the direction God has pointed you. Has someone hurt you? Keep pressing forward. Has someone lied about you? Keep pressing forward. Has someone tried to undermine you and your best efforts? Keep pressing forward. Has someone misunderstood your heart? Keep pressing forward. Has someone treated you unfairly or with disrespect? Let it go and keep pressing forward. Do not allow someone else's actions to keep you from walking into God's purpose for your life. Every moment spent holding on to bitterness is a moment you are not fully embracing what God has called you to do. Release the hurt, refuse revenge, choose grace, trust God to handle what you cannot, then lift your eyes to heaven, fix your heart on Christ, and keep pressing forward. Our prayer team this morning is Minister Gatewood and Kina, and at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Kina.
Thank you, Sister Prince. Good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday. We have a praise report from Patricia S. She writes, "You all pray for my daughter, Tasha S.'s surgery to be approved a few weeks ago, and I just want you to know she had a very long 9-hour successful surgery and is at home recovering well. Thank you, and may the good Lord continue blessing each of you and the prayer ministry. Love, Patricia of Conyers, Georgia." Our prayer petitions for the day follow. Angelise, we pray she immerses herself in God's word and gains encouragement from his promises. We also pray God places a Christ-fearing person in her life who can help her grow. Adam, we ask God to prick his heart, change his mind, and deliver his soul from the stronghold of drug addiction and other vices. Pastors, we pray they are equipped and energized daily to serve their congregation and rest in the joy of the Lord. Those with unspoken needs, we intercede for the Lord to go before you and make your path clear, for your faith to be strengthened, and for the Lord to make a way for your needs to be supplied. Caregivers, we are praying for strength and patience. Those who are grieving the loss of a loved one, we pray for full restoration and comfort. Parents with strong-willed adult children, we send up prayers for mothers and fathers to not give up on their children who are not living up to their standards. Everyone on the call this morning, we ask God to empower you where needed, to grow you into a deeper relationship with Him, for the Lord to cover you, and for all to be well with you and your household. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine, and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Father God in heaven, our most great Lord and wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. Father God, we come today to say thank you for another day, God, that you have allowed us to live in. Brand new mercy, God, that you have given us all. For allowing our golden moments to last a little while longer. Allowing us to move and have our being. We may have some aches and pains, believers, but we're still here. God gave us another chance. We're still here. Another chance. We're still here. God is amazing. God is great. And God is greatly to be praised at all times. Not when you're happy, not when you're sad. It's good to praise Him, but when you're going through the trials of life, and the doctor has given you a bad report, when you don't even see an outcome, it's still good to praise God. He said, I never leave you, I never forsake you. He's going to be there to the end. So when we're going through the storm and the rain, we're having heartaches and pains, we got to believe in our heart today that He will be there. Never leave us. Never forsake us. He'll be right there. God is amazing. God is great. God is amazing. God is great. And He does amazing and great things. Things we don't even see. But when it happened, we know it was nobody but God. When God showed up, we know it's nobody but Him. When the storm comes, when the tears wipes away, when we get our heart mended, I come to tell you, we know it's God. We know that He done showed up. Don't walk around with a bowed down head. You keep your head up. Your God is up. Our God is up. Keep your head up. At all time with a smile on your face. He's amazing. That's Tasha. He's amazing. That's her mother. Oh, bless your name, God. Prayer works. You got to believe it before you hear it. You got to believe it before you see it. Prayer works. There's no doubt in my mind that it don't. I know without a shadow of a doubt that prayer works. It works. So keep praying for that adult child. Keep praying that God will make a way. Keep praying for everything that you need and want in life because God already knows. But you got to keep praying and say, God, I believe it. Keep praying. Don't never give up. Don't never give in. You keep praying. God, I pray for the bereaved families all over the world. I pray that God will give you strength. I pray that God will bond the families together. I pray. It's going to be all right. One thing I've learned in life, that God got the last say so, and he never makes mistakes. Things that we don't understand, God will give us an understanding by and by. And I got a witness on this call. He'll do it. He'll do it. So it's okay to cry. He'll wipe the tears from your eye. I come to tell you it's okay. It's okay to mourn. I come to tell you today, he'll clean your heart. He'll wipe the tears from your eyes. And he'll mend that broken heart. I come today to tell you, you cry on. Didn't there? And through it all, I made it. And we are here today as living testimonies to tell our testify what God has done for us. And there is no doubt in our mind that he did it. And now we got joy. We got that unspeakable joy that can't no one take what God has given us. We got joy. We got peace within ourselves. So you live on with a smile on your face, knowing who you are and who you belong to. So you live on. Live your life. Make a good life. Just live your life every day. Be happy. Don't be sad. Be happy. All the days of your life, God is good, and he has been good to us. And God, I come today to say thank you, God, for every word, God. Thank you, God, for every prayer, petition, God, that was submitted. Those who have not yet submitted a petition, those who are heavy burdened, those with a heavy heart on today, I pray that God will release it in the name of Jesus. I pray that God will break that generational curse in the name of Jesus. And it is so. God is good. I trust God. And God, I pray for everyone on this call on this morning. Keep your head up, square your shoulders. Love everybody. Forgive everybody. Let it go. Keep going. Keep moving. Keep pressing toward the mark of a high calling. Hug yourself every day and say, I love me some me. And God, I continue to pray for this blessed ministry. Father God, you have been good to us. You allow us to join together every day. Father God, you have been good to us. And God, I ask that thou will continue, God, to use us. Continue, God, to mold us. Continue, God, to shape us. Continue, God, to bless us. And then, God, take us higher. Take us higher than you, oh God. We're not going to look for glory, honor, or praises because it all belongs to you, great God Almighty in heaven. And it's in Jesus' name today I do and I pray. Amen. And amen today I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank God and thank you, Minister Gatewood. We pray for the Lord to walk with you and prosper your day. We will meet again tomorrow at the same time. This concludes our prayer time on this Wednesday morning. Goodbye.